next paragraph, chapter 36, subject, sending of Ukula for Krishna. In this way, Vrindavan was always absorbed in thought of Krishna, remembering his pastimes, and they were constantly merged in the ocean of transcendental bliss. But the material world is so much contaminated that even in Vrindavan, the asuras or the demons try to disturb the peaceful situation of transcendental bliss. So, once a demon of the name Arishtasura entered the village of Vrindavan like a great bull with his gigantic body and horns and digging the earth by the hoofs. When the demon entered Vrindavan, it appeared that the whole land was trembling like earthquake. He was rolling very fiercely, and after digging the earth on the river side, gradually he entered into the village proper. The fearful roaring sound of the bull was so much piercing that untimely some of the cows and women who were pregnant, they undergone abortion, and his body was so big, stout and strong that the cloud in the sky rested on the body as if the cloud rests on the mountain hills. The demon Arishtasura entered Vrindavan in such fearful appearance. Just on seeing this great demon, all the men and women of Vrindavan were afflicted with great fear, and the animals, cows, they fled away from the village Gokula. When the situation becomes very much terrible, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan began to cry, "Krishna, Krishna, please save us." And Krishna also saw that the cows were running away from the village of Gokula. Krishna immediately replied the inhabitants of Vrindavan, don't be afraid of. And he appeared before the demon in the shape of bull, addressed the demon as follows: "You, the lowborn, you, the lowest of the living entities, why you are thus frightening the inhabitants of Gokul? What you will gain by this action of frightening the inhabitants of Gokula? If you have come to challenge my authority, then I am prepared to fight with you." In this way, Krishna challenged the demon, and the demon also became very angry on this challenging. The demon became too much angry by the splashing sound made by Krishna. Krishna thus stood before the bull, keeping his hand on the shoulder of his friend, and the bull began to proceed towards Krishna with anger and digging the earth with its hoofs. The demon lifted up its tail, and it appeared that the clouds were roaming around the tail. The demon's eyes were reddish, and moving the anger within the sockets and keeping its horns towards Krishna, began to proceed towards him forcibly, exactly like the thunderbolt of Indra. But this proceeds in electrical force. Krishna immediately caught up the horns and pushed him back 18 cubits immediately and threw him away, exactly like the gigantic elephant pushes bear, this small animal, elephant. The dugong, however, although appeared to be very much tired and perspiring, he still took courage and got up again and began to proceed towards Krishna with great force and anger. While proceeding towards Krishna, the animal demon was breathing very heavily. Krishna again caught up its horns and immediately threw it on the ground, breaking the horns, and when the animal was on the ground, Krishna began to kick it on the body, and exactly one squeezes a wet cloth on the ground, and thus the animal becomes dead immediately. The demon was oozing out blood from the mouth and passing stool and urine.
A Arishtaso animal, thus being hurt by Krishna, fell down and began to move its legs very violently and oozing out blood and passing stool and urine, and the eye in the socket stopped upwards, and in this way the animal passed to the kingdom of death. The demigods, however, from the celestial planet began to shower flowers on Krishna on his wonderful achievements. Krishna was already the life and soul of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, and after killing this Arishtasu in the shape of bull, he became the cynosure of the neighboring eyes, and along with Balaram, he entered the village Vrindavan triumphantly, and the inhabitants of Vrindavan in great jubilation began to glorify Krishna and Balaram. When a person acts something wonderful, the kinsmen and relatives and friends of such person naturally become too much jubilant, and as such, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they become too much satisfied and jubilant on this act of Krishna. After this incident, the great sage Narada took the opportunity of disclosing the secret of Krishna. Narada Muni is generally known as Deva Darshan, which means that he could be seen only by the demigods or persons on the same level of the demigods. Now, he was visiting Kamsa, but he was not at all on the level of the demigods. So how Kamsa was able to see Narada Muni? The only reason is that Kamsa also saw Krishna, what to speak of Narada Muni. But unless one has the eyes purified to see the Lord or his devotees, he cannot derive the actual benefit. Of course, by association of such devotee, he derives imperceptible benefit, which is called ajñāta sukṛti. Imperceptible. He cannot understand how he is making progress, but still he makes some progress by seeing the devotee and the Lord. So Narada's mission was to finish him. Krishna appeared to kill all kinds of demons at that time. So Kamsa was the chief among them. So Narada wanted to expedite the business, that will immediately approach concept and appraise him with all the real information. He informed concept that you are to be killed by the eighth son of Vasudev. That eighth son of Vasudev is Krishna. He was misled by Vasudev, that he understood that the eighth issue of Vasudev was a daughter. Actually, the daughter was born of Jasoda, wife of Nanda Maharaj, and Vasudev exchanged the daughter, and he was misled. So Krishna is the son of, actually the son of Vasudev. So also Balaram is also the son of Vasudev, and Vasudev tactfully hided them in Vrindavan out of your sight, just being afraid of your atrocious nature. Narada informed him that Kamsa may know now that Krishna and Balaram were living incognito at the care of Nanda Maharaj, and all the asuras, the companion of Kamsa, that were sent to Vrindavan to kill different children, but actually they were killed, and Krishna and Balaram actually killed all your men. Kamsa, as soon as got this information from Narad Muni, immediately got out his sharpened sword and became ready to kill Vasudev for his infidelity. But Narad pacified him that you are not to be killed by Vasudev. Then why you are so much anxious to kill Vasudev? Better try to kill Krishna and Balaram. But in order to satisfy his wrath, Kamsa immediately arrested Vasudev along with his wife and shackled them with iron chains. After this information of Narada to Kamsa, he immediately called for Keshi Dhiman and asked him to go to Vrindavan and bring Baladev and Krishna immediately. In other words, Kamsa asked Keshi Dhiman to go to Vrindavan for being killed by Krishna and Balaram, and thus get salvation. Then he called for two expert elephant trainers, Chanu, Mustik, Tal, Sital, and began to instruct them as follows. My dear friend, please try to hear me attentively. Please note that Nanda, at Nanda Maharaja's place in Vrindavan, two brothers, Krishna and Balaram, are living, but they are actually two sons of Vasudev. You should know that I am destined to be killed by Krishna. There is a foretelling like this. Now I am requesting you to arrange for a wrestling platform, and I am arranging to get these two boys here, and you try to kill them on the plea of wrestling. Just immediately arrange to prepare a nice wrestling circus so that people of different parts of the country may come and see the festival. This wrestling competition is still enjoyed by the Indian people in the northern part of India. And it appears from the statement of Srimad Bhagavatam that 5,000 years ago also the same system was there, and concept wise to arrange for such wrestling competition and invite people to visit. My dear trainer of the elephants, you please bring especially the elephants of the name Kumalaya Pillo, KUBALAYAPIDA, and keep the elephant on the gate of the wrestling camp, and you just try to catch Krishna and Balaram on their arrival and kill them. Concern heist also his friends that they should arrange for worshipping Lord Shiva by giving sacrifices of animals and perform the sacrifice called Dhanujab. And he arranged for the sacrifice on the 14th day of Mano, known as Chaturdashi. This date falls 3 days after Ekadashi. And this Chaturdashi is specifically counted for worshipping Lord Shiva. One of the plenary portion of Lord Shiva is called Kala Bhairava. This Kala Bhairava form of Lord Shiva is worshipped by the demons by offering animal king before him. This process is still current in India, in a place known as Baidyanath Dham, and there is deity Kala Bhairava, and the demons offer animal sacrifice. Kamsa belonged to this demon group. King Kamsa was expert diplomat, therefore he advised his different demon friends nicely to arrange for killing Krishna and Balaram. Then he called for Akrura, one of the descendants in the family of Jadu, in which Krishna was also born as a son of Basudev. And when Akrura came to see him, he very politely shook hands with him and began to say as follows: "My dear Akrura, actually there is no better friend than you in the whole family of Bhoja dynasty and Jadu dynasty. Besides that, you are the most munificent among the persons charitably disposed. So, as a friend, I am begging from you one charity. Actually, I have taken your shelter exactly like King Indra takes shelter of Lord Vishnu for serving his purpose. I request you to go immediately to Vrindavan, and there are two boys of the name Krishna and Balaram. They are sons of Nanda Maharaj, and you take this nice chariot especially prepared for the boys and bring them here immediately. That is my request to you. I may also disclose my plan in this connection. I want to kill these two boys. So as soon as they come in the gate, there will be the giant elephant of the name Kubalaya Pillo, and possibly the elephant alone will be able to kill them immediately. But if somehow or other he escapes killed by the elephant, the next he will meet the wrestlers on the wrestling camp, and the boys will be killed there. That is my plan. I may also disclose my plan in this connection, that after killing these two boys, then I shall kill all others, just like Vasudeva Nanda, who are a supporter of the Vishnu dynasty and Bhoja dynasty, and then I shall also kill my father, Ugrasan, and his brother, Devaka, because they are actually my enemies and hindrance to my procedure of diplomacy and politics. In this way, I shall get rid of all my enemies. And you know that Jarasandha is my father-in-law, and I am but a great friend of the name Monkey Birav. With their help, it will be very easy for me to kill all the kings on the surface of the world who support the demigods. So this is my plan, and in this way I shall be free from the opposing elements, and it will be very pleasing for me to rule over the world without any obstruction. And you know also that Sambhar, Narakasur, Banasur, if all of them are my intimate friends, and when I shall begin this war against the kings in support of the demigods, they will help me considerably, and in this way I shall be free from all my enemies. Please therefore go immediately to Vrindavan and entice the boys to come here and to see the beauty of Mathura city, and to take play there in the wrestling competition. After hearing this statement of Kamsa, Akru replied, "My dear king, your plan is very excellent. It is exactly befitting to counteract the hindrances of your diplomatic activities, but you should maintain equilibrium in the result of your activities. It may be fruitful or it may not be fruitful. After all, man proposes, God disposes. We may make a very great plan, but unless it is sanctioned by the supreme authority, it is not possible to get the desired result. Everyone in this material world knows that the supernatural power above him is the ultimate disposer of everything. Still, one makes a very great plan according to his fatal brain, and therefore he becomes subjected to the resultant action of misery and happiness. But I have nothing to say against your proposal. As a friend, I shall carry out your order, and I shall bring Krishna and Balaram as desired by you." In this way, Kansa, after instructing his different kinds of friends differently, went back to his home, and Akru also went back to his home. Next paragraph, that ends the 36th chapter of Krishna in the matter of sending Akru for Krishna.